Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
The HSE have reneged on a deal to increase payments to home care providers. So says Social Democrats TD Roisin Shortall today. She says the failure to agree a new deal puts the stability of the home care system in jeopardy. The HSE last December asked private home care providers to continue to accept pay rates set in 2018 for another 4 months, while requests for additional fees, including payment of the living wage for workers, were addressed. Joe Musgrave of Home and Community Carers Ireland told the Irish Times that HSE officials told him in March that a new rate of £34.44 per hour would be implemented for private workers. However, this rate was not forthcoming, and the HSE on April the 19th announced a new rate card for service providers, which calculated the base rate, the base payment, at £28.50 per hour. So where does all of this leave the home care sector? I'm joined on the line by Roisin Shortall, who's a Social Democrats TD, as I say, and by Jamie Farrelly, who's Policy and Communications Manager with Home and Community Carers Ireland. You're both very welcome to the programme. I'll come to you, Roisin Shortall, first of all. What is your understanding of what has happened here to the deal?
Well, good evening, Cormac. First of all, I just say that home care is an absolutely essential social care service. We have a growing and ageing population, and many, many thousands of people are unable to remain living in their own homes, which is where the vast majority of people want to stay, if they have support of a home care worker. So it's a really important service. Now, in recent years, there has been a great difficulty in recruiting sufficient staff, to the point that at the moment there are almost 6,500 older people who have been approved for home care, but there's no staff available. Mm-hmm. So that's a very large number of people who are being denied this service. And in addition to that, there's about 600 people in hospital, in acute hospital beds, who are ready to be discharged, but a large number of those obviously can't be because there isn't home care staff. So, you know, this is a critical problem, and it has been recognised.
So what is the problem, though? Is it just the nature of protracted negotiation?
Well, sorry, the problem with the shortage of staff is that the pay rates were very low. In the main, staff were receiving, you know, minimum wage. In some cases, they weren't being paid for travel time. They weren't being paid adequate mileage rates and so on. So it was very poor pay, and a lot of people just moved into other sectors.
And the new deal then is hoping to address that. But in terms of the £34.50 offer that was on the table, not in place yet, not implemented as we understand, it. Is that just still being negotiated? Is that your understanding?
Well, look, it's important to bear in mind that the government commissioned this advisory group to look at all of the issues involved in this. The advisory group came up with 16 recommendations, principally in relation to pay and conditions. The government at that point, at the end of last year, said they were accepting those recommendations. So, you know, providers were waiting to get the offer. The government asked Grant Thornton to have a look at the costs involved, and the providers, some of them, opened their books and allowed Grant Thornton to come in. And Grant Thornton ended up endorsing the claim made by providers, and that was that you needed to pay providers in excess of €34 an hour to mm-hmm. cover the costs if we were to pay people properly. Now, you know, the HSE made that offer initially in March. Unfortunately, a few weeks later, they withdrew that offer and made a much lower offer.
And I suppose, as you say, we still don't know what's happening. Jamie Farrelly, though, let me bring in Jamie Farrelly. I will come back to you, Roisin, because Jamie is Policy and Communications Manager, as I say, with Home and Community Carers Ireland. You've been in negotiations with the HSE over the last year, Jamie. What's your understanding if £34.50 is what is required to be paid by the government? What happened to it? Is Jamie there? I hope Jamie can hear me. Let's try once more. Jamie Farrelly, can you hear me? We'll come back. We'll try and re-establish that line. There's obviously some technical quirk. But the negotiations, I should bring to you, Roisin Shortall, the response from the HSE? Because we did ask them, what is your response here? Because there seems to be some confusion. And this is what the HSE have said to us this evening. Engagement, they say, has been ongoing in relation to finalising the current home support tender. In parallel, the HSE has also had high-level discussions with the Department of Health and have sought a further extension of the current arrangements pending further engagement. The current contracts, which were due to expire on the 30th of April 23, are now extended to the 30th of June 23 in order to facilitate the conclusion of these high-level discussions and the current tender process. So it seems that not everything is finalised at departmental level even.
No, it isn't. And in short, we don't really know why. All we know is there is a funding proposal on Minister Donnelly's desk, and the HSC said they'll revert back to us in the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. But what's been happening has left our members in limbo. They've engaged in good faith throughout this process, but they haven't been able to plan for 2023. It's impacting recruitment during a recruitment crisis with high waiting lists. It's impacted carers who've been waiting for this tender after being effectively promised living wage and travel time by the government, and during a cost of living crisis. This has been delayed for at least 7 months. There's no guarantees we won't see another extension.
And is it affecting retention of staff?
At this point, it's too early to say, but it's really kind of it's a slap in the face to our carers, and it's an unfortunate irony, I guess, in a year when we're having a gender equality referendum, and as you know, a lot of carers are women. So they've been left waiting for this. The whole process has been quite haphazard. There seems to be a leadership vacuum within the HSE and the government on this.
What have you been saying? What submissions have you been making in negotiations to the HSE?
I just want to be clear, not to drill down on semantics, but the HSEI don't negotiate. We facilitate communication and data collection between our members and HSEI and the HSE. Mm-hmm. So what we done in the new year was we collected costings from our members. That's the cost of care. We sent that to the HSE. The HSE then socialised the price at 34, withdrew that price, came back to us with 28.50, and now they've left us in limbo. So what we've done is us and the National Community Care Network, they're the advocacy group for non-profit providers, we sent a joint letter to Minister Donnelly last week calling for an urgent meeting so we can get to the bottom of what's happening here, mm-hmm. be sure providers get a fair price so they can do what they do best, that's delivering care, and so carers receive a fair compensation.
I just wonder, Roisin, is it a case that the state is saying, look, this is a profitable enterprise for the private home care providers and that 28.50 is a fair price for them?
Well, Cormac, if they're saying that, they're wrong. As I said earlier, Grant Thornton have validated the costs involved for providers. So, you know, there's no disputing that figure. And that was the figure that was initially offered, and then they reneged on that and came up with a much lower figure. This issue, you know, is about funding. Now, you know, it's suggested that what is required to provide adequate pay for home care workers and indeed for healthcare staff in nursing homes, there's a need for an additional about €90 million. The understanding is that only about €50 million of that has been provided to the Department of Health in this year's budget. So this issue, this funding issue, is caught somewhere between Stephen Donnelly and Pascal Donoghue, and they need to resolve this quickly. You know, the home care service is absolutely essential. A very large number of our older people are absolutely dependent on it to survive in their own homes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at a time when the HSE are talking about reducing pressure on hospitals, keeping people out of hospital as much as possible, the best way to do that is to ensure that people have access
okay.
to home care.
Okay, well, caught somewhere between Pascal Donoghue and Stephen Donnelly, you say. Well, let's see what they say. Roisin Shortall of the Social Democrats, thank you very much indeed. Jamie Farrelly, Policy and Communications Manager with Home and Community Carers Ireland, thank you as well.